Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, and you are listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with news at the top of the hour, and hope you make it a habit of joining us. We'd like to play some nice modern mainstream jazz for you tonight, and we're going to do installment two of our highlight of the recorded works of that great tenor sax giant, Sonny Rollins. Sonny was kind of a prodigy. He started recording with major jazz artists probably on the Prestige label back in about 49 or 50 when he was 19 years old. He's still around today and actively playing, touring, giving concerts, and a very durable guy who had a great discography. And open up with something by Sonny, backed up by the Modern Jazz Quartet, the MJQ as it was known, with John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums, and Milt Jackson on vibes. A wonderful group. And this is the group doing Milt Jackson's jazz classic, Bag's Groove. Thank you. That was our spotlight artist of the night, Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, backed up by the MJQ, John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums, and Milt Jackson, the vibe man there who wrote that composition, has been a jazz standard all down through the years. That was live at the Music Inn in Lenox, Massachusetts, August of 1958. Okay, now we're going to turn to another great tenor man, contemporary of Sonny Rollins, and this is John Coltrane. And this is from John's album Lush Life on the Prestige label. And he does Cole Porter's composition, I Love You, pianoless trio, backed up by Earl May on bass and Arthur Taylor on drums, I Love You. Thank you. right, that was John Coltrane on tenor sax doing Cole Porter's I Love You. We're going to return to that live concert cut at the Music Inn in Lenox, Massachusetts, that we played at the top of the hour. And this time we've got Sonny Rollins with three-fourths of the Modern Jazz Quartet. Now we've got John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums, and the vibe man Milt Jackson lays out. And this is a penchant that Sonny Rollins has for old standards. He resurrects that old swinger from the 30s, Limehouse Blues.
I'm
Sonny Rollins live at the Music Inn in Lenox, Massachusetts, August of 1958, backed up by three-fourths of the Modern Jazz Quartet, John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums. Now I'm going to turn to an artist we all enjoy, but we don't play too often. We're going to have to rectify that right now. We're going to do something by trumpet man Chet Baker, from his Pacific Jazz album, Chet Baker and Crew, cut at the Forum Theater in L.A. in July of 56. And along with Chet on trumpet, we've got Phil Urso on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano. This is a little thing called Medium Rock. Thank you. Chet Baker and his crew. As a matter of fact, that was the name of the album, Chet Baker and Crew, cut in L.A. And, of course, that was Chet on trumpet sax. One of Chet's favorite tenor sax men, very underrated tenor sax man. I really like his sound. Phil Urso on tenor sax and the great Bobby Timmons on piano. That was called Medium Rock. Now we're going to turn back to our featured artist of the week, and that's tenor sax man Sonny Rollins. And now he's backed up by a little big band on this particular track. It's a Sonny Rollins composition called Grand Street. And in the ensemble is included Nat Adderley and Clark Terry on trumpets. We've got Jimmy Cleveland here on trombone. Roy Haynes on drums. And Ernie Wilkins arrangement, so you can't go wrong with that ensemble. Let's listen to Grand Street. We'll be right back. right, there was Sonny Rollins on tenor sax doing his own composition, Grand Street. We're going to move on now to something by Roland Kirk, the great multi-instrumentalist who played tenor sax. He also endeavored to play the flute, the manzella and the strich. Manzellas and strich were a little bit beyond my knowledge as far as being a reed instrument, but they had sounded somewhat like a tenor sax or an alto sax. This is from Roland Kirk's album, Kirk's Work, and this is a composition written by Roland Kirk, three for Dizzy, backed up by Jack McDuff, the great Hammond organ player, Joe Benjamin on bass, Art Taylor on drums, three for Dizzy. Thank you. Kirk. And if that sounded like a tenor sax section, that's because he had the ability to play three horns at once. And that was Roland Kirk on tenor sax, Mansell on stretch, doing his own composition, Three for Dizzy, with Jack backed up by Jack McDuff on Hammond organ. Now we're going to do another Harry Warren tune. And this is done by Sonny Rollins. Of course, on tenor sax, our featured artist tonight. Barney Kessel on guitar, Hampton Hawes on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Shelly Mann on drums are all accomplished, nationally known West Coast jazz artists. This is on a contemporary label cut in L.A. This was the Harry Warren's There'll Never Be Another You. We'll be right back. Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, doing Harry Warren's composition, There'll Never Be Another You. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz now here for the last, better part of the last hour on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. We'll be back for a second hour of The Feeling of Jazz for some more fine modern mainstream music, so we hope you'll stick around. We're going to close out the first hour with something by Jerry Mulligan from baritone sax player Jerry Mulligan from his California Concerts album on a contemporary label cut back at Stockton High School, Stockton, California. And this is Charlie Parker's composition, Yardbird Suite. Includes Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, John Early on trumpet, Red Mitchell on bass, Chico Hamilton on drums. Let's listen to Yardbird Suite. The other.
Thank you.